Hello everyone, this is Kai again, and welcome to The Realm Nerd. I would like to welcome you all, and thank you for being patient with us. This is actually our first on-time, non-pre-recorded podcast, but sadly, I'm the only one here today. I'll try next week to get a guest host. I might be able to pull one or two together. If not, it'll just be me. And I apologize for the 4th that we didn't put one up, but I was really busy. I was coming back. I was trying to get things together with the reserves and stuff. And the other two guys were not here because they're on vacation, which they forgot to tell me that they were going on. So we didn't plan well enough. And right now it's just going to be me. If not, we may have some special stuff for you. With guest host and things like that. Maybe I will try to make it up to you guys and put up a couple extra YouTube episodes, but the way that the format will go when I'm alone without a guest host or without my normal co-host will be, I'll just give you the previews because I don't think you guys want to hear me just discussing the stuff by myself. If you would, you could email us at realmofnerd@gmail.com, and you can visit our site, which I will be updating later today, which is www.realmofnerd.wix.com/home. You also can visit our YouTube channel. It's Realm of Nerd. It has the Ron Dice on it and everything. And you'll be able to look that up. And I will be posting maybe a couple things up on MTGO and other things like Wine Bottle that I talked about making walkthroughs for before. And maybe you guys will find it useful. If not, I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say. But the normal format, I think I discussed this before, that when I'm alone, I'll just be reading out a preview. So let's start. First up is DC, and before The Watchmen, Minutemen number 2 comes out tomorrow, which I'm recording on the 10th, but this will release on the 11th. So on the 11th, Minutemen 2 release for DC, and one of my favorites from DC, I don't read a lot of Marvel or DC, but one of my favorites is Suicide Squad. I think Harley Quinn actually makes this. I could care less about Deadshot or any of the other guys, but I think Harley Quinn actually makes this comic interesting, and it's actually a pretty good concept and stuff for superhero comics. Next thing up is Vertigo, coming out for the 11th, the comics on the 11th, and this one actually piqued my interest a lot. The storyline seems pretty original, it seems kind of edgy, kind of cool, and it's called Punk Rock Jesus, and this girl, let me see her name in the... Gwen, she gets selected to be the mother of Christ, right? But it's through like an American Idol process, and she gets to be mother of the new Messiah, and it leads to hiring of Thomas McHale, the clone's bodyguard for the former IRA operative with the turbulent past, blah 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 blah. But this looks pretty cool. It sounded like it's gonna be good. It's called Punk Rock Jesus, and it's going to be a kind of edgier series on Vertigo, which DC releases independent and other things. Independent and more mature comics. Now, this is 1 of 6. It says it doesn't have any ads, and it's mature readers only. Okay, which brings us to the next comic. I'm sorry this is short, but it was only me picking these out. Normally I have help from Elijah and Zeke, but we don't have that this week. So this is the next thing coming out for the 11th. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 different covers for this, and it's one that I've been talking about throughout this whole series since we started. It's Walking Dead number 100. If you're not excited about this and you are an image reader and you like The Walking Dead, you're wrong. Just 100% wrong. If you've been reading the stories up to now, it's kind of got me on the edge of the seat. People have not been dying enough. Like earlier on in the comics, it seems like people die all the time, and they just introduce characters to kill them. So some old characters have died, and it seems like there's something about to go down, some bad stuff. So this is ending, I think, the Something to Fear, and it's, you know, tons of alternate covers, and it's Walking Dead, so you know you're in for a treat. They have the couple covers in here, and a lot of them look good. They have a wraparound poster which has all the characters that have died, and some that haven't died yet. Maybe they're going to die soon, but it has them all in this pile of corpses underneath Rick with his back turned. So I'm going to try to get every single one of these covers, because I'm a big nerd. And since you're listening, you probably are too, so don't try to get my way when I'm getting these covers, or else I'll kick your ass. And the last comic that I'm going to cover, it's a $10 comic, but it's a one-shot. It's 64 pages, and it's called Wild Children. It looks cool. There's a couple-page preview, four-page preview, and previews about it, and it's like this new type of school, I guess, is what they're calling it. But it just looks kind of cool, kids running around killing people. So if not, maybe my opinions are totally different than yours, but if not, I'm releasing them on a podcast. Maybe you should write me or tell me where your podcast is where your opinions differ. Something else that I do want to talk about when I'm alone is there's something that I found out at Walmart that had been out for a couple months, and I'm a big sucker for old Magic the Gathering packs, the old tournament decks. I think we covered this in a previous episode. But for $30, it's not the best deal. They're giving, not giving out, they're selling one theme deck, 100 sleeves, and a tournament pack or a second theme deck. And it's in like this glass jewel case. It's pretty cool. And it's not worth that, but it was pretty cool to find it for people who don't want to order off the internet and just want to go to Walmart and try to pick something up. Because I saw one, I kicked myself for not buying it. I'm gonna go back today and check if it's still there, but it had two tournament packs, which are probably about $15 after you get done with shipping each. And you know, those are pretty hefty packs that give you a couple rares and stuff of that set for old Magic cards. And they're just trying to get rid of back orders, whoever Walmart orders from, I read on the internet. And for $30, it's kind of a little steep unless you get the two tournament pack packages. The jewel case is pretty cool. You could put some of your cool decks in there if you don't have a deck box or whatever. And the sleeves aren't all that great. I think I'm going to use mine for... because it came with two packs of 50 sleeves, and they're different sleeves. So I think I'm going to use them for a horde deck, which maybe we'll play either on a podcast or we'll record on video and post it on YouTube. And other than that, I don't really have anything new. It looks cool. Check it out. If not, don't worry about it. But they are in Walmart, since we don't have gaming stores. And if you listen to this, maybe you don't either. Go check it out. So if you have any ideas, comments, questions, email us at realmandnerd@gmail.com. Not the Realm and Nerd, just realmandnerd@gmail.com. Go to realmandnerd.wix.com/home, I'm sorry. And if you can't remember our email, when you can remember that, there'll be an email spot. I will fix it. I will put all the new podcasts. SoundCloud doesn't work like it used to, so I can't post all those onto SoundCloud. It used to be you could post five any linked post on SoundCloud. Now it's only one unless you go pro. So I went pro with our podcasting provider and Podomatic, and so I could track and see who's listening and downloading our podcast, how many people we have, how many hits, and I'm paying a little extra month to get that, so all of our posts are going to be on there, and I'm going to have to change the site around a little bit, which I'll do either this weekend or later today, and I hope that you could contact us if you have any ideas, or this is going horribly, isn't it? Contact us if you have any ideas or comments, questions, concerns. Go watch our YouTube channel. Keep an eye on that because I'll be posting more videos with Bandicam. I will put the links to the site in the email and YouTube, as usual, in our show notes. And that should help you with everything once we get it, once I get it all said and done. And hopefully here in next week, or I think I have one more where I'll be alone or with a guest host, and the little guys are coming back. It's either one or two more. So please keep listening. I apologize for the dead space without, you know, getting something in. I hope we could get a regular podcast up that's not only, like, 12 minutes long. So I hope you guys have a good week, and keep it nerdy.